Welcome back to another episode of We Are Challenged, where Liz and I discuss all things about MTV's The Challenge Battle of the X's. We thought this was going to be the last episode of the season, but we got a two-parter.
I don't know if that was common knowledge or if we just kind of missed the boat on that, but I don't think, you know, like usually I think it has to be either 2 hours or a two episode because there's just too much stuff in the last one.
Yeah, I agree. I tried to avoid so many spoilers that I didn't really want to look ahead too much. So I actively didn't try to look at the schedule because sometimes when you look on your schedule, it'll tell you a preview and I didn't want to. So, but it looks like we have next week we'll have the second part of the finale, followed by an hour of the shit they should have shown. And then the week after that, we will have, I assume, the reunion slash preview of Real World St. Thomas, I think, if I'm remembering correctly.
I think so, yeah, St. Thomas. I always look forward to the reunion. Honestly, the finale never gets me really pumped. I don't know why. I think maybe I'm a sucker for more of like a background character story stuff. But I mean, they've been amping up the finals so much in the last couple of challenges that I'm totally into this. It was a crazy episode. But of course, it didn't start with the final challenge. It started with one of the most intense domes in my opinion, challenge history. What did you think?
I believe I wrote down in the honor of Neil Patrick Harris, just because he's awesome, legend, and then ... Derry, because just that battle between Johnny and Mark was epic. It just seemed to go back and forth. Like I would have watched those guys go best of 11, you know, like,
yeah.
The fact that we only got best of three
it was too quickly.
But
wait, before we even discuss them, they didn't go first.
No, so they didn't.
Let's talk about Robin versus Camilla. How did you think that went? Did you think that they were a good match? Did you think Robin put up a good fight? That kind of thing.
Well, Robin, like early in the episode, right, Robin's already crying because she's the fact that she has to get pumped up to go into this thing is not a good sign for me.
Yeah.
And then, but she, I know she did well, but Camilla just had a little bit better of a strategy, I felt like. I don't know. It felt like because Camilla was shorter and had shorter arms, and that, because I feel like the whole X battle works effectively if you hold it close to your chest, close to your body. You don't really want to be stretching out your arms because then it's more likely to get pulled away. And Robin, you know, because she has longer arms, or maybe she just wasn't trying that strategy, seemed to always be kind of getting pulled around by the body weight of Camilla, who was spinning and kind of you know, just seemed a little more feisty in there. So she won 2-0.
I think what we learned from this challenge, or this particular type of challenge, is that it's not really about strength. It's about the way that you twist your body.
Yeah. And
with Camilla, like, it's true. I mean, Robin versus Camilla, Robin looks like the bigger, stronger competitor. And in fact, I thought that she was going to win it. But it's just like Camilla knew how to twist. And, you know, once your arms get so bent that you feel like they're going to snap, like you can't help but as a human let go, because you don't want to break anything, which is the same thing that happened later with Mark and Johnny. But I want to say, I also felt when we saw that preview of Robin, or not preview, but the clip of Robin crying, I tweeted something along the lines of, oh God, Robin's crying, this spells disaster. somebody tweeted back at me and wrote, when Robin's not crying, I get worried, which I thought was also a valid point. But anyways, so yeah, like she looked like she was just done. She missed her kid, but that can work both ways. I thought to myself, if you have something to really like fight for, and if you can kind of put the mentality in your head that you're fighting for your child, that can really like amp you up, right? But they lasted a while. They did well. It was a good pair up, but ultimately, obviously, Camilla was the winner in that one. And then we moved on to Mark and Johnny, which was just crazy. And I don't know, like I thought Mark would win this. He put up like I mean it's not even I can't even say he put up a good fight. It was ridiculous. They were both crazy.
Yeah, Johnny took the early advantage. I think Johnny had the better strategy right off the bat. He kind of really right off the first or like in the first battle, he really got his body in front of like he kind of just strategically rolled on his stomach. But Mark recovered in the second battle and played a lot smarter. And that third battle just seemed like it was at any point it seemed like both guys were going to win and like. It just was a back and forth matchup until, as I think Robin pointed out, that it looked like Mark's arm was going to snap in half because Johnny had managed
Twisted them. Yeah.
twisted so much. And I was
Which
really
is
hoping,
always a good thing.
yeah, I was really hoping Mark would win. Not so much that I wanted Mark and Robin to win over Johnny and Camilla. I just wanted to see a sudden death battle.
Me too.
I don't know who, and I kind of figured they would have had the guys. They probably would have fixed it so it was the guys,
Just gonna say the same thing,
but it
yeah.
would have been curious to see if to have the girls go against because it's just such an alpha male based show that it would have been really interesting to watch Johnny and Mark have to sit on the sidelines while their fate is decided.
That's true. You're totally right about that. That's true. And like and see how it would have turned out, how they would re reacted
Yeah.
to being kind of kicked out because of their female partner. That would have been kind of a blow to either of them, I think. I think they both would have acted graciously, but they would have really been disappointed, obviously. Mark had a lot of really great moments when he said, no one, you shed blood from me, and like that's the end, you know.
Yeah.
He really was the king of clips in this season, and like he really came back, and I love the bandana thing. And he was obviously tweeting like crazy during this episode, and I think my prediction was for him to go through because, like I said, he's been such a huge presence on Twitter, whereas Johnny's on there too. But he's become such a character. But yeah, ultimately he lost, but he was an awesome addition to this season, and it sucks that it's his last season.
Well, he said that before, so you never know.
True.
Maybe they'll have a seniors circuit for the show.
That is a great
Maybe get
idea.
Alton back, maybe.
Yes.
I mean, Alton's probably the same age as me. He's probably not a senior.
The olds versus the youngs, like Paula. I mean, that's exactly the veterans versus rookies, but I mean, like the older crowd.
Yeah. Okay, I do have. Okay, so after Rob, Mark and Robin leave. They get the text saying they're going to Iceland. Why are people excited about going to Iceland? No offense, because I've always actually kind of wanted to travel to Iceland, but I wouldn't want to do a challenge, a physical
No.
challenge in Iceland.
They're always like wherever they're going, they're always excited. They're
I
excited
guess,
about the idea of partying in that place. Like
yeah.
somebody said, like another, stamp on my passport. Like it's just exciting, but they really didn't think about in that moment the craziness of what was to come. And I have to say, like it is crazy. Like as much as these reality shows are kind of staged, what we saw in this episode made me sick to watch. Like it just from the get go.
I didn't know you hated sled dogs that much.
It made me sick in that I'm kind of sick right now, and all I could think of is how quickly doing what they're doing would give me a cold. Because it's just this like transfer of heat and cold. Anyways, but there was a segment in between.
They get drunk and they're partying at the place. At this point, I wrote down too much nicey nice.
That's what I tweeted.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was just me, but it just seemed like they're all like, hey, a little kumbaya-ish
That
going to the final challenge, in my
I wrote
opinion.
something like, what is this cheese ball moment? That part where they're all sitting on the couch, like giving each other warm fuzzies and telling
Yeah.
each other what they love about each other. What is this season? Like
Did they give them
they're
all
up in
Prozac or
love.
what's that? What's that? You know, that's
that happy?
Glee, Gleeman X. They all gave him Gleeman X.
But
That's
it's
a
good. I
Kids in the
mean,
Hall reference.
half of it is good that it's like that. I don't know. It's just so corny. That part really killed me, but
Ty really annoyed me when he's like, "It's not about the money. I'm here for the experience." I'm like, "What?
God.
No, it is about the money.
Yeah. If it's
That's why
not
you're
about the money,
here. What do
then
you do?
there's no competition.
Yeah, like you're here to win and win money, so you can, not work a crappy office job like the rest of us have to do."
Yeah, agreed. And who do you think going into it looked the most ready for it?
I was still on the CT DM bandwagon.
Too.
CT was being very supportive. DM was, I wouldn't say she was confident, but she was definitely getting buoyed by CT support. Camilla just seemed so, the Brazilian was not happy about being in snow. She could
Yeah.
just, Johnny was confident, but Camilla just looked like she was just, freaking out. And it's hard to read, like I said, like the tie thing just, when he said that, I was just like, well, they're not going to win. Like,
It's
if
true.
if you don't have that carrot at the end of the stick,
No, I agree. And he also just looks pissed. Like throughout the whole thing, there are shots of him, and he even said, like, I'm so mad about being like in this. He just doesn't like the cold, you can tell. Emily doesn't even seem that pumped either. I think we're gonna see CT and DM win. They're really playing them up to be like the happiest couple, and like it would just be like a really nice finish and round off to the whole season is to see like exes make up. And like the good thing about them, I think, in terms of like TV, is that they never hooked up, and so there isn't that kind of like, I don't know, like I can't even think of what I'm gonna say. That kind of like nastiness factor to it, or like sexual factor to it. It's really nice. Like everything is just like happy joy. And then the night before in the morning, they all looked kind of shell-shocked. Like no one looked really pumped, except when they got there, DM and CT did. They looked excited.
And then they had to the final challenge is called Viking Quest, which I found very amusing because I don't know if you know. I don't know if you watch the show Entourage at all. There was a character on there, played by Kevin Dillon, who later in late, I think it was in the last season, developed a TV show called Johnny Bananas, which resulted in Johnny
Suing
suing HBO and whoever made Entourage. But Viking
HBO.
Quest is the name of the TV show that
That he's from, yeah.
Kevin Dillon's character was in, fictional.
True.
It's a fictional show that Kevin Dillon's character was in the show, and I don't know if that was an intentional kind of jab at an Entourage, or
Maybe.
but it was just it amused the hell out of me, and I'm sure Johnny either played a part in it or was laughing
It's true.
when he heard the name of it. He probably thought that was
I
amusing.
didn't think about that. And what I wanted to add is something before they even went off on their dog sleds. TJ said he called out, the prizes for third, second, and first, which is good. Everyone wins money, but you have to finish. So my question that I put out on Twitter, and I didn't get any answers, but maybe I will from you, is if there was a team to not finish, who would the most likely team be, in your opinion? I think I know what you're
I
gonna
would be
say.
tempted to say Johnny and Camilla just because I think Camilla
We'll give up,
will
yeah.
give up, but I don't think Johnny will let her give up.
No.
I
Well,
think he will, like, if necessary, Johnny will strap her in a backpack and he'll carry her. I guess so. That would be the default, would be Ty and Emily.
I think, sorry, go
Yeah,
ahead.
I don't think any of the teams will. I don't think any of the teams will not finish. But I have to say it would probably be Ty and Emily, just because I think Johnny would literally carry Camilla across the finish line if he had to.
Okay, here's what I have to say about it. I think because they made that part so clear that TJ said that, I think someone isn't going to finish. And the viewers have to be aware that you. In advance that you have to finish the whole thing because they didn't need to say that. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, I could
and I
see it getting close where somebody's like about to give up, and I think they're going to play up the giving up factor late in the
Right. No,
race.
good point. Like, because in the last one, for example, when Mike and Leroy were out all night on that mountain sleeping, like those kind of tasks, if they're going to one up that kind of challenge in this one, then someone like is bound, not bound to, but it's they're so crazy and like mind warping these games that I'm not like I'm surprised that more people haven't just thrown in the towel. So I'm gonna throw out my prediction and say Ty seems like the type to be to kind of be like arrogant and be like F this, like I'm
It's
not
not
doing.
about the money, it's about the
Yeah,
experience.
and like and just be like I'm too good for this. This is ridiculous. I don't want to get sick or hurt. This is dumb, and like just get mad and then quit because of that. I think Camilla will want to, but she always wants to impress Johnny, and that's what keeps her going. She like loves being like Johnny's little sidekick, so I don't think she will give up. But yeah, then they take off in their dog sleds.
Which seemed kind of weird that they were only going like 1 mile. I felt
Yeah.
like that was not very far for a dog sled. I think the Iditarod's like 1,000 miles or something like that.
I think probably mostly because they had no clue what they were doing.
Yeah. It was only like 5 minutes, I believe, each of the
And the
teams.
dogs look kind of like slow. The whole thing looked kind of dumb, but as we saw, Ty and Emily fell back. And CT and DM were
I
in
was confused, okay, so they time them for the dog sled, and yet they still have to kind of run up to meet TJ, yet that part's not timed.
the. I
It's
know,
just
that part
seems like
is.
a weird structure. It's not like a they have these checkpoints,
I don't understand that either.
and so it's like, yeah, they have these checkpoints, but in between they're still racing, I guess. I don't think they were really, but it's
It was, one thing that I found that made me ill, one of the many things, was that they had to run a lot with that. Like, even though it was a shorter
Yeah.
distance, the dogs weren't moving that much, and they actually had to
Yeah, they had to run with the
run.
dogs. It wasn't like they were being pulled per se.
And they were in these heavy kind of gear clothes. Even that would like wind me in within the first five. I'd be done. I'd give up.
And
But that's me.
is why you're not on the
That's why
challenge.
I'm not on the challenge.
And then, of course, we get River Plunge,
Ridiculous.
which, when they have a guy
Yeah.
talk to you beforehand and explain, don't do this,
Because you might
you
die.
might die. That's, you know,
Do
he's like,
you think
don't.
that was a little bit for the cameras?
I feel like they probably had to do that for the insurance companies.
Yeah.
Like, because realistically, I mean, it was shallow, so it wasn't a bit. Ty did completely dunk himself because he's, you know.
And they replayed that.
But really, you know, DM I think was the slowest of all the people, and she looked like she was just gonna get hypothermia. She was in there for 18 or 19 seconds, and they said if you're in there for more than 30 seconds, you could get hypothermia. And DM looked like she was, you know, he see if CT didn't grab her and pull her out, I feel like she would have just she had kind of stopped moving, you know,
Yeah,
so.
that was such a cute moment in my opinion, because CT was like eyes on the truck, like I need to get my
He
clothes off.
strips
But then
naked.
he looked back and he ran back. Like in a moment where all you're concentrating on is your body and how it feels and like all you want to do is get warm. The fact that he turned around and got her was like heartbreakingly cute to me. That was such a nice moment. Anyways, I'll move on from my romantic ways. But
What else did you? The only other thing I wrote down about the challenge was Camilla with her running mascara afterwards. I just thought it was hilarious that she'd be wearing mascara.
oh yeah, totally.
I know they all wear makeup, but it just looked really funny.
And like DM, I have to say DM after when they're all standing there looked crazy. Like they already look exhausted. They already look like wacko. So who knows what they're gonna look like after this. But from what I saw, I thought CT and DM were the slowest, but they ended up winning.
Well, they had enough of a lead from the dog sled.
Yeah, I guess.
I wrote down the times. It was 5:18 combined for CT and DM, 5:22 for Johnny Camilla and 5.23 for Ty and Emily. But they, CT and DM had a significant lead after the dog sled, that even though they finished, I think, in 18, 19 seconds and the other teams were around 14, that, you know, they had a good, so they obviously had like a 10 second lead, so it wasn't in danger in this little, short challenge.
Somebody noted on Twitter then that, like, then this is a good point with this conversation, is that they thought it was unfair because it's all about, like, your dogs,
Yeah.
like, and I don't know. And I wrote back to the person and I said, well, in the final, there's always something like that, not just on this show, but
But
all
yeah, and
right.
also, you know,
Because it evens it out, just in case there could be a lead taken by an underdog.
yeah.
That it's all when it's all up to chance. There has to be a few parts of the race like that, or you just end up with the people you knew were going to win winning.
But yeah, and also like CT, you know, was talking about how he was pushing the dogs. They were running with the dogs. So it's like I feel like, you know, if you are running faster, the dogs are gonna go fast. Like I know,
And that he even said, like, the dogs can just sit on the sled if
yeah.
they want. He's like, I'm going 100%.
Yeah, so I mean like I feel like maybe Ty and Emily kind of were waiting for the dogs to take the lead, whereas maybe they had to. I've never mushed dogs before. I have a friend actually who has done it, so maybe I'll ask her and see what her expertise is, and if there's a technique, maybe CT's technique of running faster encouraged the dogs, I don't know. But it couldn't have hurt, and Ty and Emily just, you know, so maybe there was their own luck. Maybe you make your own luck in that sense. But
True.
then we get to the campsite where it is minus 23 Fahrenheit, and I actually looked it up, and that is minus 30.5 Celsius for us, for Canadians. So basically very cold.
You know what? I need to retract something that I tweeted then, because the first thing that they said when they first got to the final was that it was minus six.
Oh yeah, it kept getting lower and lower as the
And
day
I was
went on.
like, minus six, come on, like, please. And they were all looked like they're freezing, but I respect that. But that's
I feel like I have been in minus 30 degree weather before,
yeah.
but I mean, you grew up in Ottawa, so you must get that. You must have had that every winter.
Every
But but I never slept outside in minus 30 weather, I don't think.
day. No.
That's insane. And I guess because of the CT and DM get this nice campsite where Johnny and everybody else was encouraging them to have sex so that they could stay
It's a
warm.
good idea.
Emily was all over it, except for she just didn't want to do it with Ty.
Or, like, not even the sex thing, just sleep in the same sleeping bag.
Oh,
I
for
don't
sure.
understand why no one did, because they, like, or even, like, hug each other. Like, Johnny and Camilla were far from each other. I found that weird.
I think they were still talking. I'm sure once it was
Yeah.
sleep time, there was
Huddled.
comments. I'm sure CT and DM did as well. They just didn't want to show it in front of the
Yeah.
cameras.
True.
What did you think of the idea of giving them an advantage like this?
Like, are you asking whether this really is an advantage?
Well, both. Is it really an advantage? I guess we'll find out next week if it really is, but
Yeah, that's true.
is it really an advantage, and is it too much of an advantage maybe?
I think, like, it's true, like you just said, it depends on next week, because they could be woken up in a matter of hours, like Johnny says at one point. They could be even an hour from then. So who knows if somebody's going to sleep better.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I actually expected more of a difference between the tents. So at least they all got a tent.
Yeah, I know.
I
I cut.
seriously expected them to give the losers, or just let the losers stay outside for the night.
Well,
But I
yeah,
guess you just can't.
I kind of thought the winners would get some sort of like, I don't know, like ice palace or something ridiculous.
I
Like,
know, I know, I did too.
I
And
mean, they
like a
obviously got
spa
like the
night.
heater and stuff, but.
No, I expected worse, and it was they were all kind of similar, just lacking like one or two things in each.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's gonna make that much of a difference. Maybe the only difference is psychologically, like CT and DM just feel better,
Yeah.
like happier about the position they're in. But in terms of sleep, like when you've been When your adrenaline is up like that, no one's gonna get a good sleep. Like, imagine I would not be able to sleep whatsoever. I wouldn't be able to sleep the night before the challenge either. Like, I was thinking about that. Like I would need to take some sort of like sedative or something to go to bed because, I mean, it's all crazy to me. Like, do you think they showed a preview where the or basically said in the to be continued, they showed that the sun had come up. So do you think that they're going to be woken up in the daytime or are they going to be woken up early morning?
It's hard to tell what even time it is there, 'cause I don't know what time. I'm assuming it's winter time there, so they could. I mean, if it's winter there, the sun might be, the sun might not come up till like 10 in the morning or something. So they might get woken up at 8 and it's still dark, right? But.
It's true. And like, I mean, it's not like they're necessarily implying that they were in their tents in that shot. Like they were just
Yeah.
showing the shot like of the tents like covered in snow.
Where do you think TJ is sleeping?
in the ice hotel.
Yes, in the ice hotel with a
The
couple
ice
girls.
palace.
Actually, I don't know. Is TJ married?
Yes, but
Okay.
still a couple girls on each side.
Oh,
What do you think if you could make up a challenge that you think obviously we have no clue? Actually, I was thinking, I don't think they've previewed anything from the next episode because
I
we
don't feel like I've
haven't
seen.
seen anything. Like, that's really all we saw was sledding and like mountains, like being on a mountain. So maybe that's coming, obviously.
I'm trying to think. Okay, so I could see them doing a rappelling, down a glacier cliff or something like that. I could see them maybe doing some ice climbing with, like, I'm trying to think, they have those ice picks where they kind of dig into the. I'm doing the motion, but you can't see me. I've
Digging
seen.
into the
Yeah,
ice.
because I've seen those guys do that in Quebec City for the Carnival. They have these guys that do this competitions every year where they race. They basically race up the side of this ice, these ice
Wall,
walls.
yeah.
I could see them trying to do something like that, and just basic. I think it'd be kind of cool. I don't know why, but I think it'd be kind of interesting. I don't think they could do it because it'd be too dangerous. But to do some sort of kayak canoe kind of thing on the water. Just because it would be so cold.
Yeah. I think we're done with water.
Yeah, I think we're done with water too.
Yeah, 'cause that took a lot of planning and but I it's true that would be awesome. God, what else could they do? All you can think of is snow and ice. Like there's not
Oh, there is. They
we
did
could go
talk. They
to.
did. There was a lot of hints about lava and volcanoes. So maybe
Oh
they'll.
right, that's true. And forest, that's true.
Yeah. So maybe they'll run up, but maybe they'll have to, like, run up a vol the volcano and, I don't know, get some.
Jump in, go for a swim.
I obviously, hopefully they wouldn't jump in, but maybe they have to, like, circle the volcano and pick up some magma or rocks or some lava rocks or something. But
I think there's going to be another sort of test of the wills in terms of like an equivalent challenge to the last one where they had to stand on a rock. You know, like
okay.
for an extreme amount of time, like that was what kind of did everyone in the last one is that they had to somebody had to stay up all night, and they had to switch places. If one person fell off the rock, the other person had to stand there, and they had to take sleep in between. I thought that was like an excellent and also just grueling and hard to watch kind of challenge where you're just like cringing for them. So there's gonna be something like that, like where they.
Yeah,
Something
pure
that's gonna drive them
endurance.
crazy.
I think there's going to be there usually is some sort of building, some sort of building task. Maybe they'll have to build like a Viking boat or something. There's also, oh, it'd be cool. This would be, this is kind of the way I want to go out. People say, oh, I want my ashes. I've always wanted to have the Viking funeral pyre.
Yeah.
It's where they make a raft or boat. I mean, if you're big, if you're a big Viking king, they make a whole boat for you.
And they send
They
you out.
just light it on fire and send you out.
I bet
I
there's
think that'd be a great
like
way to end the season. Have like the
that.
team. You have to build a boat. You have to build the thing, light it on fire, and then the first team to get it out on water, that's the winner. I think that'd be pretty fun,
Matt,
but.
I think you predicted one of the challenges because they always make something cheesy and like country related.
Yeah.
Something similar like that
I
is.
think they always seem to have some sort of mind thing where like some
Yeah,
memorization, something like
memorize.
that.
Yeah, and something that wrap ca or like encapsulates the whole season, and they have to remember certain things from the whole series, or not series, but the whole season.
Maybe they'll
It's
like
true.
remember the colors of who each team was or what order they went out or
And then there always seems to be now a food eating
well, I
challenge.
forgot about that.
Although they already did the cake, so I don't know.
What was the Icelandic? What's like? I feel like they could eat herring or something like disgusting fish or
Raw, just
maybe
like
like whale blubber or something like that or.
Yeah, I was gonna say there should be a whale involved. Anyways, we could go on and on, but I think that we're done.
Yeah, I think
Time.
we've tapped it out.
Yeah. But we'll be dreaming of the different challenges in Iceland for sure. And so yeah, thanks for following us again. And if you guys want to jump on board now that we're up to the most exciting part of the series or the season, please follow us at We Are Challenged on Twitter. And every week I try to be there to live tweet. I was there tonight, and I like talking to people who are also interested in the show. So we're still gathering followers, and we'd love a few more. And Matt, what's our email?
It is wearechallenged@gmail.com.
And so next week, again, same kind of thing. And then we hope, I don't know if there's any chance for Mertz to come for the reunion. We talk
Perhaps.
to
I
him
know
again.
he's busy this week and next week. He's got a new web TV show and he's.
Oh, with Heather, right?
Yeah, so that's exciting.
We'll see, we'll see. But
We'll
we're
see.
good enough, I think.
Yeah.
And our bet still holds that the person that loses the predictions, and mine are dwindling right now, buys the beer for the reunion.
What was your did you predict Mark and
Did I predict them to
I
win?
think you did predict Mark and Robin to
Oh, I think I'm bringing the beer then.
well
I did predict them to win.
technically I would have to win with CT and DM pick, right? So
Right.
suppose otherwise we just bring our own beers.
It's BYOB if you
Yeah.
lose, if CT and DM don't make it.
Come on, CT, I need some free beer.
Okay, well, we will see you all next week then, and thanks for listening.
See you next week.